Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Char. Who's on with me?
This is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, the weather's a little bit warmer again, but in general, it's really nice. Very pretty. No fires.
No fires. Oh, isn't that, that sounds good, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
You guys had quite a episode of them down there.
Oh, it
is. More than your share this year, right?
Yeah, yeah, and so early in the year, that's what.
Do things a kink, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that you ever let them, but...
No, they usually fall later in the year when the weather gets really hotter.
Uh-huh. And we haven't seen that happen, have we? Got hotter first. Who else is on with us? This is Char Rogers, and Darlene's with me.
This is Veronica from Toronto.
Veronica.
Yes.
Okay, you haven't been on for a while, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm on and off sometimes and just for short periods of time.
Okay, you've been on in the last year, though, right?
A call? Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought so. I mean, I'm just going for a slight mental lapse here. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
Next. I know I got at least a couple of other people. Anybody want to say hi? On another wonderful summer morning. We're going to get some rain today. Great for the garden. I'm not complaining. In fact, it's drizzling now up here in the northwest in Portland, Oregon. Well, Veronica, what has been happening to you since we don't get to talk to you all the time?
Well, I listen to the call when I can, and I actually do put some... I love the recipes, and it's encouraging. And actually, this weekend, we had our quarterly here in Toronto, and we had Patrick Mislap.
Mislap, uh-huh, yeah.
Yes, and it was very encouraging because he has actually taken off about 30 pounds, so he looks very, very good. And one of the things he said to us was that list that he said that he increased his water intake, and he stressed how important it is to drink at least 8 glasses of water if you really want to have weight loss.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very encouraging, and sleep as well. That was very important.
We need those reminders, don't we?
Yes, yes, yes.
And to see the visual of it is even more dramatic. In fact, Rick Murphy was talking about that on his call last night. He was talking about the visual of having our weight exactly where it should be if we're talking wellness. And, you know, he put a call to action to everybody in his group. He says, you know, you can't be wandering around trying to get people's attention. The biggest response you're going to get is when they see you and they see the change in you. And they go, wow, what have you done? You know, you've just changed in the last short time. And when they see that happen, then that's a testimony to how you feel about wellness.
Yes, yes. That's very important, yeah.
So, yes, I understand that. And to see it up front from one of the corporate speakers, that's even very, very, very powerful.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the tidbit. Because not all of us get to see the speakers all the time, so it's... It can be long times in between when I see Dr. Millsap. So thank you. So who else has since joined us?
Maddie Dash from Delaware.
Mary Beth?
Maddie Dash.
Oh, Maddie.
I love Mary Beth.
Your voice sounded so soft and sweet, not that you aren't Maddie.
Well, for that, I was going to talk about a meatitarian.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happened. He's been a busy boy, if you're talking.
Yeah.
I know. After book, I know Paige has read it. There was a little bit of conversation, he said. I don't know what that means. So, anyway, we'll get back at it again. He doesn't get off the hook very easily with me. You know, I'm a grandma, so I get to harass him a bit. Oh. Anyway, we have to be delicate with these situations, so, you know, we can't force feed like I like to sometimes. Once in a while, I do, when I know that it's an urgency. Sometimes statements have to be made strong when you know people, when you don't know them. Well, I shouldn't say don't know him, I know him. But anyway, who else is on with us besides?
Good morning, this is Onita.
Good morning, Onita.
Good morning, this is Lee.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, this is Brenda.
Brenda, good morning.
Well,
thanks, Lee, for your assistance out of urgency when I didn't have the sour cream recipe with me and on Vashon Island, and Ruth had baked potatoes at the, we were up there for the Diamond Summit last week, and on Friday, she was just doing some baked potatoes and some other things along with it, and I said, ooh, sour cream, and she goes, yeah, didn't you bring some with you? And I said, no, I forgot it. So anyway, I called Lydia, and she very quickly retrieved the sour cream recipe. I was impressed, Lee, very impressed.
Well, if you said something, you can know that I have it in a notebook.
Well, I'm going to remember that. You're not going to be off the hook next time, that's for sure.
I still haven't sent you the things that I'm supposed to.
That's okay. I wasn't on the Internet the whole weekend, but both two days. Well, 2 days I wasn't here except Sunday. So, anyway, if you haven't tried the sour cream recipe, it was a hit. Now, it is not my recipe just because I put things out. So, and Veronica, are you on? Do I have your email?
I believe I sent it to you.
Okay, my computer crashed a while back, so I don't remember. If you've done it within the last 2 or 3 months, I've got it. If you didn't, or I should have it, you should have been getting them. But you get them from probably Mary Lou also.
Yes.
But once in a while, something goes down, and we don't both send it. But so it's good to be on both of them. But
and what's your address?
Oh, our email is dennyshar, DennyChar, at comcast.net.
Okay.
And I'm going to give a website also. Usually, Steve Copeland has this call on his website, which is lifestylesupport.org.
Okay.
And so anybody that's listening and misses it or wants to go back and rewrite a recipe that was given verbally sometimes or whatever, you can go there and get the call usually. Once in a while, I think they miss, but anyway, it's there. And then for anybody that's on that call listening on the computer, if you want to call in live, and I thought about this the other day, we don't usually do this, the number to call is 319-279-1000, and the PIN code password is 777-477-pound. So I noticed that the number wasn't posted there. It may be someplace else, but anyway, it wasn't posted there. So, I was on Focus on Growth. Now, Focus on Growth has just the people that have been our guest speakers listed there. So that's another place to go, focusongrowth.com, and you can see who the guest speakers have been, like Dr. Campbell when he was on, and then my friend Janie Nicktab, whose son at age 12, she took him off of meat when they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, couldn't get a diagnosis for him. They couldn't treat him, and they basically sent her home and said, make his funeral arrangements, spend your last few days with him, and there's nothing we can do. So anyway, she changed his diet, and guess what? I went to his wedding 1 weekend ago, and he's 27 years old. That happened when he was 12. So,
wow,
things can change in people's lives with simple things that we can do, and we know that this can, and just the little bit of unusual plug. It's the largest study, nutritional study ever done in the history of the world, 880 million people. It's not new, guys. It's as old as this earth is, but we've gotten away from it, eating plants, vegetables, grains, nuts, seeds, the things that are really, really good for us and very easy to digest, and things that we know do not turn on, for example, the cancer button switch in our body, to feed our bodies with a diet that will promote and in some cases cause cancer, in many cases in the sad American diet cause cancer. So anyway, if you haven't picked up the China study, I suggest that you do it. You can get it from Focus on Growth in a packet of books, or you can also get the audio book on Amazon.com. The packet of books that we set up were four books, and there's a discount rate for putting the four of them together. And China Study does not have any recipes in it whatsoever. So the first thing people say is, and what do I eat? And how do I get my protein? Well, the what to eat is easy, in one sense. Just take out the bad stuff. And I like what the Rave says, just as a reminder. The Rave Diet and Lifestyle is another book that backs up exactly the same thing. It comes with a DVD in it called Eating. And in that, the acronym Rave stands for, you guys help me out. The R is for?
No refined.
The A is for?
Animal.
No animal. The V is for?
No vegetable oil.
No vegetable oils, and the E is for?
Oh, I've forgotten that one. Exercise, I think.
That's the plus. We should always exercise, but the no part of it is no exceptions.
Okay, thanks. I've forgotten that.
No, that was great, Anita. So automatic, we know no exceptions. Now, does that mean we have to be purists? No, we do not. To get the same incredible results, we can have 5% of animal product in there. I don't intentionally go out to order that if I'm away from home. I don't cook it at home. But I do occasionally get something by accident in a restaurant, and I don't send them back to rinse the Parmesan off the salad if there's some sprinkles of Parmesan. That's my illustration on that. So, with a long dissertation on opening, just as some reminders, Maddie, what's happening in your life? If Maddie's still...
Okay, I had muted you out. Believe it or not, a lot of stuff, as does our company, come from California. Everything good comes from out there, and they come here. My girlfriend and I were discussing this last night. That's why they have the young, hard bodies, and because they're always outside, and they're always exercising. They're doing the thing with the board. They're surfing, and everybody's in such great shape. And I have a friend out there, my girlfriend's friend's out there, and he gave me some things that he just take on a daily basis from. Unfortunately, I'm upstairs, and my stuff I ordered downstairs. I found this company that gives a lot of herbs, and this kid is so healthy. And when I saw him, I was telling him about some of my health challenges, and this is what he does every day. I don't know if I can do it. I mean, as much as he gave me about 7 or 8 herbs, and I ordered from this company. They come in bulk, and when I got them about a week ago, oh, it smells so good. The box smells so good. You just want to eat the box. It reminds me of our green limes. And there were about 7 or 8 of them, and he told me, how you mix equal parts, and I'm supposed to take these 6 teaspoons a day and 128 ounces of water. Oh, my God, he says, and get some good reading, because you're going to be on the... need to be near a toilet, needless to say, because it's in the beginning. It just cleans you and cleans you.
So it's cleansing herbs, not ones you use on salads and cookies.
Oh, no, these are regular herbs. Every one of them look like identical, like our green signs.
Okay.
But they were when I finish this, I'll put it on mute. I'll run downstairs and get it, and I'll come back up, and I'll discuss which ones they were. But these were like, oh, my God, I wish I could remember the name of some of them. They were like, oh, my God, all kind of ballads. He said do them in 5 pounds. I did it in a pound because I'm not into taking a whole lot of stuff.
There's a lot of herbs.
It's a lot of herbs, I'm telling you. But he said that he orders them 5 pounds each. I ordered them in 1 pound each. So, but I tell you, they smell so good. You know they're good by the way they just smell just wonderful, just like our green vines. And then he says, have a lot to read. Well, I belong to the Friends of Hokesson here, and I just gone because they had a book sale. I got Roosevelt and Casualty Gifts. I'm a nosy body person. So therefore, I got all autobiographies. Those would interest me. And some other books and things like that. So I've already taken my first 32 ounces this morning.
Well,
and my husband is going with me. He's going on with me. But then when I came down, he saw my stuff all mixed up. He says, can I have some of that? I says, no, you have to mix your own. That includes getting your own 6 teaspoonful out of this big old jar of stuff I've got all mixed up there with the mixer. It's too funny.
They're actually all mixed together?
Oh, no, no, no. They don't come mixed together because there's about 100, it seemed to me there are hundreds and hundreds of different types of herbs. And you have to mix them together yourself.
That's what I meant. You're mixing them together.
Yeah, I am mixing them together.
Okay.
Right. I put them in a hand blender and mix them together. Then I put them in this big Pyrex bowl, you know, and, oh, my God, I need to get a jar with a lid on it because to keep it tight in there. And we'll see how all this works out because, as you know, I do have the health challenges. And he said that in his letter, by using this, someone had pancreatic cancer, and they were getting ready to do something, and this reduced the size of their tumors within, because I wrote back and asked him for months. He said, well, you know, this is just food. He speaks just like us.
Uh-huh.
So of course, you know I'm going to go after him. He's speaking the right language. He says, there's nothing but food. You can add it to everything that you're using now, because I tell him about, I use all of Nikan's products. You just add this right along with it. And it's the same thing, you know, so...
I got a question for you. Did you Google it to see what came up on research for it?
That's what he told me to do.
Okay.
But I did not do that. I just took it, I don't know. You know how sometimes you meet someone
mm-hmm.
and you just know that what they say sounds like the truth?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's who I kind of taken him. I've known this child, well, he is in his, I don't say he's a child. I'm less than 10 years older than him. Because his mother is about 15 years older than I am. And so he's been into this field out there in California, and he doesn't do it as a living, so that's my next thing to him. How would you like to make some money out of doing all of this and come over with us, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's very, very interesting, very, very interesting. And just so much, I met a woman that when I went dancing Saturday night, she has this long... rod in her leg. She's had cancer in her leg, and I was telling her about our products and our far infrared products and how uncomfortable she was. She's not able to dance too much more with her husband, and she said to me, how do you know everything? I said, because I get on this call every day at 10 o'clock, and I hear all the stuff from all the people, and then you become educated. But of course, she does some kind of transcript from her job, and I said, well, go to the bathroom for a half an hour between 10 and 10:30. Get off of the car. So we shall see how all of that. The life is very, very exciting.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I will be interested to, I love to poke and get, you know, some of the behind-the-scenes information on those kinds of things. And, I mean, I don't question what you're saying by any means. And you have reason to go beyond what the average person does right now in cleaning your body and getting it to work at the optimum level. And
okay.
So I'm behind you, and you know that. So that was one of the reasons I asked how things were going also. So I'm glad to hear you found what can be possibly another piece for you to put things together. And guys, there's probably some questions out there now, too, that we haven't addressed this morning. If there's anybody new on the phone, let me give you a chance first to address it. Somebody old on the call.
Yeah, have you heard anything about what to do about a brain tumor?
What to do about a brain tumor? You know,
A 12-year-old child or 10-year-old in the Philippines has a brain tumor.
Well, the first thing I would do would be to go into Dr. McDougall's website and do a search on there and see what he says that might be different and accelerated, and then I would still do the diet. And then beyond that, you know, there's so many different things out there. I know that anytime there is, I was told by one doctor, one physician anyway, that anytime it's a brain tumor, they put it, even though it may not be, they put it in the same category as malignant because of the severity of it, of the seriousness of it. And so that's always reminded me that, you know, it's not something, obviously, that you want to waste any time with. Is this a person that you know?
Well, it's a brand new distributor that was going to become an executive, and now she's becoming a senior because this is her niece. And I just wondered, is there any way that, I know she can't buy products in the Philippines, as a platinum, can I buy them so that she doesn't have to ship things and get the child on the water and the, you know, mattress pad and everything?
What do you mean, you know, she can't buy products because she's...
Well, I thought she had to be a silver to go into another country.
Oh, for her. Oh, I see. She's here, and the child is in the Philippines.
Right.
Yes. Yes. They could get them through you, yes. She's not going to get the credit for it.
Well, I'd give her the credit, but anyway.
Yeah, you can change that around for sure. Yes, you can. Well, you know, you need to call the international department, because I'm not sure every country is the same as much as they're working on it to be seamless. And I can't answer that, Lee. So just call the international department and get a first-hand answer.
And is there anything, I mean, should it just be the water, magnetic pillow and pad?
The Jade Greenzymes I would have at the very beginning. Hopefully they've got them over there. I would think they would, but, you know, I don't know for sure. The Power Mag, at the head. I'd have them using that 24/7 if they could do it, or as close to. I'd just have that running.
That's like Tom with wearing the magnetic headband, but the Palm Mag would be even more.
The Power Mag would be the ultimate, using that as much of the time as possible. They could make a device where it could, I mean, I took a, what I did was just take a knee wrap, I stuck it in the middle of it, I threaded a just a kerchief through it and tied it around my elbow and put a large safety pin on either end of the knee wrap to hold the Power Mag in it, and I tied it around my neck. When I had tension across the back of my shoulders, and of course that's going to cover the head area also. So, I mean, you know, that's about a two-minute job, not even that, except for looking for the safety pins. So, you guys, when you got a headache, that's an easy way to get rid of it, or tension across the neck. That's another easy way to get rid of it very, very quickly.
Okay, so she'd actually need the Power Mag, the maybe a knee wrap, and the water, and the mattress pad, and the Jade Greenzymes, and probably lactoferrin, wouldn't it, or not?
Oh, yeah, yes, I'd definitely do that, too.
And would you give the higher... give it a little bit more than it says on the bottle, like instead of one lactoferrin, two lactoferrin?
Yes, definitely Jade all day long. And if they can get the Siaga there also, I would use the Siaga. And then just, you know, let her know on what foods feed the cancer cells. We know that for a fact. We know what foods feed the cancer cells, and it's the ones we don't want in our body. An alkaline diet, the alkaline chart, so she could look at that and just say, hey, I'm going to stick as close to this as possible in the eating. But, yeah, I get as much stuff. I mean, you know, if she can do, like, even the comforter and all of that along with it, You know, there's, see, what we get used to, guys, and you all know this because I'm singing to the choir, is we've got all these incredible products. We don't know every time what piece our body is short on and how it can kick it into action or the combination thereof. And all of you have seen or done where you accumulate products on a person and watch their strength and energy increase when you add two instead of just the insoles, just the power mag, you know, just the, you know, one of the garments we've had that we've used. Collectively, they make an incredible defense and an aid for the healing of our body, environment for the healing of our body.
Lee. Oh, Lee?
Yes.
Do you know if it is malignant?
No, I don't know. And I'm not sure. She's a nurse. She probably does know if they've said anything, but she just has naturally, she's over here, and she said that she would, you know, help in any way she could.
What about immunity?
I immediately thought of all this.
Mm-hmm. What about taking immunity?
Yeah, that would be another one, too.
Yes, let's not forget immunity, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I heard last week, and I don't know, maybe, Nancy, you heard it.
Oh, I said
I
heard
it. And I seem to get the same type of news. News is that over at Thomas Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia, they've just had a new type of treatment for cancer, all kinds, whereby it's not covered by insurance, but it's high dosage of vitamin C that has to be given intravenously. It's $125 per, I guess, dosage, three times per week for 10 weeks. The thing with that is that if you have the cancer, you would have to have gone through all modalities. I mean, they send you home to die, and then they would take you in for this treatment. And they have had unbelievable success with this intravenous vitamin C. Now, of course, I thought about Elizabeth Edwards. I'm not good with computer, but I was going to ask my daughter if she could blog her or something to tell her about this vitamin C, since she has this incurable cancer, and see if she has know anything about it, because I have been into my doctors and not one of them have heard about it when I went in, you know, in the past couple of weeks or so. So that, and I do believe in vitamin C, because at one time I know Shaw with the other company that I think you belong to too, they had, they believe very much in vitamin C's.
Right.
Well, yeah. But that is something that is, I think, relatively new. And it was only came on once on the news. I just happened to be sitting here looking, listening to that. And they had people that had breast cancer that actually had come through the skin. And but they were saying these people were cured. They've had other people with all types of other types of cancers, and so far they've had a very, very high rate of success. And why I haven't seen more of it on other news stations, I don't know.
Well, you don't know what clinic it was done at.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Jefferson Hospital.
Thomas Jefferson Hospital, okay.
In Philadelphia by Dr. I thought his name was Greenberg. I'm not sure. But I'm sure you'd probably be able to track him down, you know?
I had a friend here in Kansas that had gone through some chemo and stuff. She had abdominal cancer, and she was doctoring with a clinic in Wichita, and she was doing the intravenous vitamin C. But in her situation, she got pneumonia, and the pneumonia finished her off. So, but there was also a case a few years ago where people from Texas had brought teenage people up to that clinic to do vitamin C, and they were suing them for taking her out of state and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But as far as I know, it worked in her case.
Well, I don't think that's new, Maddie. I think that's been used for some time. What I would do is I would go in again, as because I respect so highly. Of course, now Dr. McDougall doesn't work with supplements, and he might put that in a supplemental category. But I would go in and Google and see what all comes up on that, because I don't think that's a new treatment. I think that's been used. Of course, I'm out here where I believe that was it about the same time as the interferon was that was used with one of our friends that was very successful up at the Oregon Health Sciences. So, you know, there could be a modification on what they're doing. I don't know, don't have any idea. But there are so many avenues. The one thing I like to do is make sure I've got a good frame of reference because people are only going to be able to do so many things at one time. And I would like to see the statistics, you know, comparable to different places that people have used and gone, because I've got a couple of clinics that I have had, you know, people that I know that have gone through them that have had really good, very good results. And they'll come back and they'll tell me that, or they'll say, now, doing it again, I would make this modification. Because sometimes they find a clinic that specializes in one particular type of thing over another one. So when they're searching, they, you know, it's there's lots of information out there, and it's easily attainable through, you know, the connections that we've got to see. Mm-hmm. So, but thank you. That was great. In fact, I've got it down, and I'm gonna got a star on it and a highlight on it, and. And our job is to point people in the right directions. The reason I speak so strongly of Dr. McDougall's is because I went there and spent 10 days there. And I saw how they operated, what they did. Now, I'm not saying they are specialized in a particular area. They're specialized in feeding the body the way it should be fed to do the recovery when the body is sick. And they take a general approach, and then I would go, you know, along with that to the other. Because when you stop what is feeding the disease, that's like a drip system going into our body, we minimize the importance of that. People shrug it off and say, oh, yeah, right, you know, da-da-da-da, because they're used to having food go in their body at least 3 times a day. And they don't think that much about it, and they don't believe it could be that important. Well, we found that it is.
Now, I want to share this with you, Char. You know, I started on the lifestyle program a year ago, August the 4th. And I have been diagnosed with, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they said it was aggressive. They went in, they operated. I said that after I had the operation, that they did not remove the tumor. Well, my doctor said it was scar tissue. I insisted about 4 months later to my regular physician that I have another ultrasound. When I had that ultrasound, the lump was still there, as if it had never been removed. So that started me almost right back where I was before. They wanted to go in now and remove the breast. And I said to my physician, I need a second opinion because you didn't do what you said you were going to do the first time. Okay? So that led me on a long journey, and I found a woman who looks like a little hippie. Of course, I like her because she's 60, that's where I'm from. And what she did, she didn't tell me to go and have a mastectomy because by this time the tumor was aggressive. I was taking a something that I got from, actually I got in contact with Ruth Williams. She gave me Gingerine Story. So I used some of their, I guess some of the things that they recommended on there. And I was trying to wait to see if this would help. So when I got in touch with, I know you know Marcy and Chip Littlejohn.
Uh-huh.
And I told them the story. They said my case was not unusual. They often miss the tumor. And she said if I was going to have it done, to have it go to a, which I haven't decided yet or not, go to a, oh, what did she tell me? Acupuncturist, and have them put a tracer in. So this way they will be able to see the tumor and know where it is. because she said, because my doctor, from what I understand, and doctors don't realize, they can't tell the difference between the tumor and not the tumor. I said, well, they're fishing around in there. They may as well leave me awake, and I'll be able to get it myself. You know?
Okay.
That was, and this is very funny. My doctor says to me, well, you know, we're going to have to take that breath from you. And I'm saying to her, I might just take yours. I don't know how you're going to get mine without me getting yours. We don't see who get each other first. This is just in my mind going crazy. I didn't say that because I didn't want them to take me off and put me into the loony bin in a white jacket. You know. But anyhow, I found this doctor because my husband is Catholic, and I saw this Catholic hospital. I called there, and I looked. Luckily, I do believe the Lord leaves you in places where you need to be at the right time. So I got this doctor that I have now, and the first thing she says to me, well, you know something? The tumor had progressed to the point, to me, it felt like a banana, that had gone around my breast. So the stuff that, I don't know if the stuff that I was using, the gingerine used, I was surprised that she had passed away when I got that one. I don't know where I found out that I had just spoken to her almost 2 weeks before this, and then I learned she had passed. But, so that had happened, so the tumor was aggressive. So now what she did was, and I just finished this, and that's why I haven't been too much on the call, I did go under 4 treatments of chemotherapy.
Okay.
And the chemotherapy was fine because I was on my NECAN products. I was out dancing around, traveling, and just needing my normal life, just going in every 2 weeks for the chemotherapy. Sure enough, the doctor said, with the chemotherapy, because it was so aggressive, maybe the tumor would be as small as it was before. Now, that's where I am now. I've had the chemotherapy. The tumor is right back to where it was before. Now I'm in the process of trying to decide and praying to the Lord and trying to be quiet in this loud world that we live in to hear what he's telling me, whether I would like to go now for the lumpectomy or whether I need the mastectomy. I lean towards the lumpectomy because I feel they didn't do it the first time, so maybe I don't need to get rid of the breast. Then I've met so many women says, hey, why not go for the new and improved breast? Why even bother, you know? And I've seen, of course, Christina Applegate just recently had both of her breasts removed. You know, she didn't have to, but she did, but she didn't want to be worried about it anymore. And but then I feel that I, with my lifestyle change, maybe I don't need the mastectomy.
Okay, I've got some more information on that since probably I talked to you last about it. Another clinic that I would recommend that you do, and I don't have it at my fingertips, so if you will email me, I will get a hold of the information again, because some of the stuff that I had used before, just more people across my path and more information, and I want you to definitely check it out. For information, at least. So
right.
You've got it. So if you'll email me later today, I'll be gone this morning, but if you'll email me later today, I'll make sure I get that and get that back to you so you can go through that information, okay?
Right, because I have as many people that say, go for the lumpectomy, I have this many say, just go ahead and get it over, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
That
kind of thing.
You know, I don't agree with doing something that you don't need to be doing, and just because people think that when it's not there, no, that doesn't mean your body can't get it back or get it back in another place. So, McGill addressed that directly down there, and it seemed really absurd.
Well, one of the things I like about my physician, this is the one I have now, is the fact that she says, her first sentence was, I will do whatever you want me to do. Because I said to her, let's go for the lumpectomy, since I don't truly don't believe they got it the first time. And then if he comes back a second time in my mind, or a third time in their mind, whatever it is, then I still can do a mastectomy, if that in case happens. Because a lot of women, after 5 years, they come back with another lump and they still have to do the mastectomy, you know?
Well, there's people that haven't taken off and they still have cancer, so, you know, it's not good. What you need to do is feel totally confident that you've made the best choice. That's all I'm after.
Right, exactly.
All of it, and you've made the best choice. So email me
afterwards so I don't miss it, and I will get that information and get back to you.
Okay.
But I thank you for bringing that up and letting other people hear that there are choices, and they do not have to take one doctor's, just like you didn't. You don't have to take one doctor's comments on it. It's your body. You're the one that's in charge.
Or three. I went to three doctors before I found someone that my spirit met with. Because I went to other doctors that right away I could see we were not on that same page. I said, thank you. I will get back in touch with you. Yeah. And I never did.
We're the ones in charge of the information coming in, and we're the ones that should be screening it, and we're the ones that need to make the decision on it. It's our body. Nobody's going to take charge of it like we are. So, but educated is by far better than uneducated. And when you feel that you've got all the information you need, then you can make that choice.
Right.
So, guys, that goes for anything that we're doing. We just know that with the great products we've got the edge on so many things, and then by feeding our bodies right, just intensifies the ability for our body to turn around and do what it should be doing, should have been doing all the time, and that's creating health instead of disease. So,
Michelle, I do have those things in. Some of them we have already in our products. It was wheatgrass, barley grass, which is what we have with our, you know, barley greens, alfalfa, kelp, cholera, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A, I don't know if you've heard of these things, spirulina, S-P-R-I-U-L-I-N-A,
right.
And something called dulse, D-U-L-S-E.
That's a sea vegetable. D-U-L-S-E is used in a lot of recipes. Well, I should say a lot. They're used in an assortment of recipes, especially the Asian recipes.
I think kelp and the spirulina also see.
Well, spirulina is actually farmed in southern Oregon. It's not ocean, but it's water.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, it doesn't come from the ocean, but down here it comes from inland.
Isn't kelp also from the water?
Kelp is sea, yes.
Yeah. These are all sea.
These are all, what you're targeting so far that you've read me are targeting trace minerals that are so depleted in our soils and grounds that it's hard to get them from all of them from in the amounts that we need. So what you're doing is giving your body an exaggerated amount of trace minerals, but what else is coming with that is all the minerals, all the intrinsic factors that we don't even know about or haven't discovered. And there are millions of them in the foods that we eat if we've got healthy soils or healthy sources for it. So your list so far is incredible.
And the other one was chaparral, which is called stinkweed. Comes in a capsule, or I ordered them in pills since they said stinkweed, you know?
That doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
It reminds me of when I opened the car door when I got home. I just found it disgusting in my car.
And another one I thought was very good was the red clover. I was doing that anyhow, the red clover blossom flowers, but theirs are flowers. I was thinking they have them in a tea bag. That's what I was thinking.
One thing I haven't heard you mention, and that's red rice yeast. Would be something that I would check and do a little investigation on, because that's something you can take yourself and use, but that's not, I don't know that it's considered a cleansing herb, but I would look that one up and just see what they say about that.
It's in the Siagasha.
I know it is, but I'm talking about exaggerated amounts.
Right.
Exaggerated, I don't mean off the deep end amount.
Yeah, I know.
I just mean extra of what you need at the time. And Maddie, did you energy test or have your husband energy test you with this?
I have not energy tested with this because today is my first day that I've had it here for a week, and this is my first day of mixing and doing all that stuff and putting it in.
Now, wait a minute. You've had it for a week?
Mm-hmm, but I'm on the road, so I haven't,
okay.
You
know, your health comes first.
I guess.
So, remember the urgency, and on every decision of when you open your mouth, I would say remember the urgency. That's true. Taste buds should not rule at this time by any means on anything you do. So I would say go as, I could not go strict enough, and you guys have heard me say this before, if I could drop 29 points on a cholesterol chart in 10 days, I was not doing very strict on what I was doing after having been on it for almost a year, about 10 months. If I could drop in 10 days another 29 points on the cholesterol, obviously I wasn't very fine-tuned. That was being down at McDougal's. So I'm going to say do it as though you're there if you're not, you know, there.
Right. What he did say to me, I should take it in thermos jars and everything. He was very, very thorough. He says, these are foods. You cannot overdose. And, of course, feel free to supplement everything that you are doing. This is food. You put all the food in capital letters all the time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, just also remember, and this goes for everybody else on the call, when you're dealing with anything, it should be a maximum stepped-up process, and it should be maximum careful when that those two little lips part and everything goes in. I can't imagine what I would be doing if I was given, you know, something that my body needed to have the cleanest possible edge on putting together what the diet needed to be for, you know, healthy, wholesome treatment. So anyway.
So are you using the Meat Can Cleanse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And another thing, he says he's had a co-worker who was diagnosed. He's written a couple of, like we do, testimonials with uterine cancer, which had spread to her kidneys. She was drinking the powders for a week. When she had her latest checkup, the cancer had seemed to stop spreading. So he has quite a few, you know, testimonials about tumors shrinking and things like that. So we shall see. This is, like we said, this is food, along with my Nikan products and prayer and all of this. I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't matter what else you do. This is something that's always in your control that you know you've done the very best you possibly can.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So as part of your responsibility to it. So anybody else have any questions? I know we are well past our time.
I have a question. What's watercress and where do you find it?
Watercress is a salad vegetable type vegetable.
I know that, but my son last night, if I've ever used it, I said no. He said he's looked in grocery stores and has not found it.
Grocery store is probably not very common. Health food store, I'm sure you're going to, I know you're going to find it because I've seen it in many times in the
What kind of a taste does it have?
I don't know because I don't remember using it. It's been so long ago.
He has a recipe for it, and I said, what's it for? And I didn't even know how much it needs. And my daughter said possibly Whole Foods. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say for sure, unless there's times of the year that they can't get it. But I don't think it's that uncommon when you get in that range. I don't know whether it has a really high nutritive value or not. I don't recall hearing anything in particular, like you would wheatgrass or alfalfa sprouts or something like that.
I wondered if it's like when in a restaurant, sometimes they'll put a green on the plate just to make it look presentable. I thought it might be that green sometimes. Maybe not.
That thought has run through my mind, too, and there's probably some reason that it has on both of us, but I don't remember ever having anybody tell me that was watercress, and I usually ask questions. So.
I said there might be. I had some of the organic mix. I said there might be some in here. I don't know. It doesn't list what greens are in here.
Right.
On the packaging, so.
I don't know on that one either, Nancy.
Okay, go ahead.
Go in on Google and hit the images and see if you get a picture of it. Then you'll know whether you've seen it in the mix.
And I'll also look in my nutrition book and see if there's any. Although, he just wanted to make the recipe and see what it is.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Well, let us know how it comes out because it's been a long time. I think
this is the recipe you want.
Okay.
So, this is Mary Lou. Can I ask you just quickly?
Yes.
You were going on it, the first part, and you talked about putting the, I thought you said like a handkerchief and tied it on, and then she turned around and said, magnetic, I mean, our infrared knee pad, do you put it inside that?
I put it in the Kinko knee wrap, the Power Mag in the Kinko knee wrap, and then put it in at either end, and I've strung just a kerchief or a scarf through it so I can tie it around my neck if my shoulders are tight from sitting at the computer or whatever. That was what I was using it for, but the suggestion was for the gal that had was dealing with a brain tumor. You know, what products could we use that would be, you know, at the top of the list, and that would be one that would be at the top of my list.
Okay, thank you. I heard most of it, but I just wasn't sure when she went ahead and said the knee, your knee wrap, and that's the part I didn't hear.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all.
Thank you. And you want to know something? That's one of the things that's in my lid. I just saw it now, that these liquids that said, see this here, this is a list of foods, i.e. cereal, grains, and seaweeds, purchased as bulk powders and mixed with liquid that seems to have cured the brain tumor of a buddy of mine and helped reduce the size of a liver cancer of a friend of Lisa's.
Okay, so, Maddie, are you sleeping with the Power Mag?
No, I didn't even think of that. Mm-mm.
Okay, you get that thing on and just leave it on at least all night long when the body is doing its recovery process.
What? Okay.
Just run it to death. We've got the battery and the plug-in, so doesn't matter where you are. And if you sat down, I would be sitting there with it on also. I don't know how I'm saying that.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that because I was just thinking of maybe just taping the... you know, the magnets right to the tumor, you know?
You can do that, too, so it's 24-7 as a boost, but there's nothing as powerful, and I understand that when they break loose with some of this biaxial research in the, you know, what they're telling us printed in the medical journals, undeniably, that there's nothing, and I remember Dr. Plotkin saying on a scale of 1 to 10, when Stephen B. asked him on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put the Magboy and where would you put the, if the Magboy was a 1, what number would you put the Power Mag on? And Dr. Plotkin was shaking his head saying, you don't understand. There is not a scale of 1 to 10. You would have to take it to 10,000. It would be 999,000. Or 9,999. I got it backwards or wrong. Anyway, he said, there's not a comparable, and you guys have all heard of the results we've had with just the Magboy. I'm so grateful the company put that in that introductory pack. Do not let anyone get that pack without having demonstrations on what they've got, the simple tool they've got. That Magboy works just as well today as it did 16 years ago when we got introduced to NECAN and watched a doctor stand in front of the group and say, you guys shouldn't be sitting here listening to me. You should be out helping people with this little simple device. Well, that's
Sure. I think that with the Mad Boys, I have one of those blue things where we have the batteries in. And you just put it on and let it go. I think that is wonderful, too. I don't know. I don't think the company makes it. I don't even know who makes it anymore.
Oh, that's what started the idea of the rotational power mag that we've got today, at least fed into that, because everybody was hooking them up to drills and everything else. Mm-hmm. But the way the power mag is designed, there is nothing that we've got that is going to touch the biaxial as far as the effectiveness. So pull it out and make it work for you there, Maddie.
Yeah, you see, that's something I've learned today. That's why I was telling the girl every day, 10 o'clock, you get on the call, you learn something new. I didn't even know
well,
that.
Well, between all of us, we remember all of it. That's what's important, because no one person can come up with all the information that has been covered here today. So I don't credit for that by any means. Guys, we need to run. I heard somebody else come to say something.
Oh, it's Brenda. I was just going to make a comment that I believe we forget how good a lot of the things we use because we get so accustomed to using them are. I spoke with Gary Lindahl, the physicist, at the meeting this weekend, and I'm trying to figure out this heavy metal thing because I had a question posed to me about heavy metals, and I asked him, what do we have that really affects heavy metals? He goes, oh, yes. He said, our infrared, for one, it just eliminates heavy metals being there. And I'm like, well, that threw me. So there's more information I want to start delving into on reminding myself or understanding the basics of some of the stuff that we take for granted.
You are so right, Brenda. You're incredibly right. And, you know, we do. We take it for granted. I'll tell you how much I take mine for granted is there is a power mag plugged in by our bed or laying there at all times because we use it that much. Between Denny and I, in fact, a lot of times I just roll over to get the other side or the other part when he's using it. I mean, it is left in our bed. So, you know, I do pull it out of the socket, the transformer, when we're not using it or try to remember to anyway, but it's used more often than not for, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's an achy muscle, it doesn't matter, you know, anything. It doesn't matter what it is because I know how fast the results come. Better if you catch it at the beginning, but, you know, sometimes I ignore it until late at night and then I think, oh, darn. Or I've overdone, whatever. Guys, we need to run. You guys have got other things to do, and I know you can leave at any time that you want to off the call, but I know sometimes we just kind of hang on here, don't we? Thank you for all the input. Nancy will be here tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. And make it a wonderful day. Make sure you let people know what we have available as far as our products and our technologies. We should not keep that information to ourselves. Bye for today.